Further Adventures of the Little Box, in memory of the Little Box by Vasco Popper. Dear Mr. Popper, since you are dead, I am writing with news of the Little Box. When we first met, as a preface to a book on how to cobble up a poem, it was like looking into the face of a smile. In July, the Little Box and I attended an event at the Botanical Gardens. Though we were placed between lines from Paradise Lost and the Song of Quoodle, and the wind made the microphone groan and the paper shake, you'll be pleased to hear we held our own. After, as we sat back on the grass and naming of parts boomed through the speakers, people came up to ask about the Little Box. I explained I didn't know what it meant, only that it made me smile. Then yesterday this. After a brainstorm brought near response from my session with the mentally ill, I took out the Little Box and sifted its emptiness into the silence. When I looked up, your words were resting like butterflies along their shoulders, and on each face was a smile. Sleep tight, Mr. Popper. I'm taking good care of the Little Box.